night. So more than 1 hour of the day, you can't make a mistake. Then it's dark outside already. You don't make mistakes between light and night. Between night and day. Over dinner, really, the nesiv lekamei tvei. Like the one that says 5 hours a day, really it's possible he made a mistake in 3 hours. So if he made a mistake in 3 hours, we should give him till the 8th hour of the day. He should give him another 3 hours. So why do we only give him till the end of the 6th hour? Elo, the Torah says like this, Shebehei, the 5th hour of the day, Chama b'Mizrach, the sun is still on the east side. Over Zion, the beginning of the 7th hour of the day, that's after Chatzos, Chama b'Maariv, the sun then is on the west side. So between before Chatzos and after Chatzos Hayon, nobody makes mistakes. So when you said the 3rd hour, the most mistake you can make is really it was the 6th hour, and you made a mistake, you thought it was the 3rd hour. But if it would have been the 7th hour of the day, you could never say it's the 3rd hour of the day. Because the 7th hour of the day, that's after Chatzos, the sun is already on Maariv side. And when you said the 3rd hour of the day, the sun should have been on Mizrach. So that you can't make a mistake, then for sure you're lying. So the kids, so we give you from the 1st hour of the day up until the 6th hour of the day. That's when a person could make a mistake. So if these two Adim say to the first two Adim, how could you say you saw the murder Sunday morning? You were with us someplace else. From the 1st hour to the 6th hour, it's possible to mekayim mitzvah hazama. Therefore, the Adis are mekayemis, it's called good Adis now. So therefore, there's no stira from this cloud that even in Adis, they can make mistakes 2 or 3 hours, to the side of Adim Shiat Yochel Azimim. Yes, it's possible to Mekai Mitzvah Tazomon. Just the second pair of Adim have to say you were with us a little bit longer. They have to say you were with us for 6 hours. So Gemara Tanan. Well, let's give another kasha. It says in our Mishnah, Tanan, it says in our last Mishnah we had, Remeyev Oimer, Oichlen Kol Hei. On Erev Pesach, the 5th hour of the day, you're still allowed to eat the chametz. It's not even also Bachila. For a Sofrim Betchila Zvov, when it comes to 6th hour of the day, then mid the Rabbonin, you're not allowed to eat the chametz, and who then it's also Bano, you have to burn it. That's Ramei Yeshita. Ramei doesn't make an exera 2 hours, just 1 hour before. As mid the Raisa, you're allowed to eat the chametz up until Chatzos, up until the 7th hour of the day. When it comes to the beginning of the seventh hour of the day, then it's also to eat the chametz mid the Raisa. Now the Rabbonin made a chokah 1 hour before, that the 6th hour, you're not allowed to eat the chametz, and you have to burn the chametz. That's Ramei Yeshita now Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Weimer, Rabbi Yehuda says now Mishnah, Oichlin Kol Dalet. We hold like Rabbi Yehuda Lalochem, that the first 4 hours of the morning, Erev Pesach, you're still allowed to eat chametz. V'toilin Kol Hei. When it becomes the beginning of the 5th hour of the day already, you're not allowed to eat the chametz. But toilin means you're not allowed to eat it, but you don't have to burn it. It's still mutter banor. We hold the 5th hour, you're allowed to still sell it to a guy, or you can give it to your animals to eat. It's mutter banor. It's only also b'achila mid'rabbonin. V'sarfim b'tchilas vov. When it becomes the beginning of the 6th hour of the day, Erev Pesach, that's when even mid Rabbanon it's also Banor. Now comes the time you have to burn it. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. So in the Mishnah Chur you see that according to Rabbi Meir, you only make a mistake 1 hour, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, you only make a mistake 2 hours. That's why even though mid Raisa, you're allowed to eat the chametz up until the 7th hour, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbanon were afraid maybe you'll make a mistake 2 hours, so they say at the beginning of the 5th hour, you have to stop eating. And according to Rabbi Meir Poshid, we're only afraid he'll make a mistake for 1 hour. Therefore, we tell you at the beginning of the 6th hour, stop eating the chametz. Because if you continue eating the chametz, maybe you'll make a mistake, you'll think it's the beginning of the 6th, and really it's the 7th hour that it's also midi raisam. So therefore, the Rabbanu made exera 1 hour. That's all. Now, Sakasha, how does this stem with our sugya? We just got finished saying not like that. So the Gemara, Li Abaya, according to Abaya, Ali with Rabbi Meir Diyomar, Ein Odim Toyev Leiklum. Abaya learned shot before in Reb Meir that by the Edim, even though one said the 2nd hour of the day and one said the 3rd hour of the day, they didn't make any mistake. Abaya said according to Reb Meir, they don't make any mistakes. But the one that said the 2nd hour meant the end of the 2nd hour, and the one that said the 3rd hour meant the beginning of the 3rd hour. But nobody makes mistakes. Or Bezlei Sakasha, according to Abaya, Nechel Kula Shish. Then why does Reb Meir say the 6th hour? You're not allowed to eat the chametz, you have to burn it. Why not? You should be allowed to eat the chametz up until the 7th hour. Mid Yeraisa, you're allowed to eat the chametz until the 7th hour. So why should the Rabbanan say it's usher an hour before? Why? You don't make mistakes according to Abaya. Vaita, Olahach Lishnanami, the Yodim Toya, the Odom, the Omar, Odim Toya Mashu, the other Lashon according to Abaya was, a person makes a mistake, mamish a minute or two. So the one that said the second meant the end of the second, and the one that said the third meant the beginning of the third. That there's little minute or two in between, that's all. Or the Zoyit Shver, according to Rameya, Nechal Ad Seif Shish, that in the Mishnah, why did Rameya say he can't eat the whole 6th hour? It should be mutter to eat the 6th hour chometz up until the last minute, that's all. Fight another Kashra Shver, the Yabaya Libra Rav Yehuda. Now the way Abaya learns Pshat in Rav Yehuda, that Rav Yehuda said, if one aide says the murder took place the 3rd hour of the day, and the other aide said it took place the 5th hour of the day, Rav Yehuda said it's kosher. And Abaya learned Pshat why, that people only make a mistake a half an hour. They're only half an hour off. And really the murder took place four and a half hours of the day. Now the one that said 3 hours meant the end of the 3rd hour, which is the beginning of the 4th hour. He's only off half an hour. And the one that said the 5th hour of the day really meant the beginning of the 5th hour of the day. And he's also only off a half an hour. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, they only make a mistake in half an hour. So tomorrow, I'll leave Rabbi Yehuda the Yomah. Odem toya chasi shor, that Rabbi said you only make a mistake in half an hour. But it's also shver. Nechalat palgo de shish. It's shver. What does Rabbi Yehuda say? You have to stop eating the chametz. The beginning of the 5th hour, 2 hours before, you should be allowed to eat it until the 6th and a half hour of the day. Just stop a half an hour before Chatzos. That's all. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Abaya, you only make a mistake a half an hour. So according to Kasha and Abaya, and now Mishnah Smashma know that according to Rabbi Yehuda, people make mistakes in 2 hours. Well, Hach Lishna Nami, even according to the second Lashna of Abaya, the Yamrit that you said, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Odem Toyeshua Mashu, a person makes a mistake a whole hour. In other words, 1/8 said it happened the 3rd hour, 1/8 said it happened the 5th hour. We said the murder took place the 4th hour. So the one that said 3rd is off 1 hour, and the one that said 5 is off 1 hour. That's all. So people only make a mistake 1 hour. So it's shver in the Mishnah then, Nechalat Seif Hei. So true, we understand why 1 hour of the day was 1 hour before Chatzos. The 6th hour, it should be Yosatit Chometz. But the 5th hour, it should be Mutatit. And why does Rabbi Yehuda say in the Mishnah? No. He says at the beginning of the 5th hour of Erev Pesach, you have to stop eating chametz. Master people make mistakes for 2 hours. So it's a kasha on Abaya. And if the Gemara like this, Omer Abaya, Abaya says the Teres like this. Eidos mesura lizrizim. Eidos, who says Eidos? When you go and see somebody kill somebody, and you hold that you're fit to say Eidos in Bezdin, you're going to say a testimony, is the pshat is you are medayik very carefully. Like you know, when you go to say Eidos in Bezdin, they're going to check me out. They're going to ask me 7 questions. They're going to ask me all the chakiris. So therefore, before you go to Beis Din, a person makes sure he knows exactly what time it is. So when Eidos think into it to make sure, then you don't make mistakes. Then according to Meir, they don't make any mistake at all. And according to Yehuda, all they'll make is maybe half an hour mistake. That's all, not more than that. Mashenkein chometz l'chol moser, but chometz is given to go with anybody. Like who has the chiv to make a bedikas chometz? Every single person, anybody that owns chometz in his house has to make a bedikah. So when you're making a regular bedikah, people can make mistakes. That's why in the Mishnah, Reb Meir says a normal person can make a mistake for 2 hours. So Reb Meir says 1 hour. Therefore, even though with the rice you lad eat up until chatzos, the Rabbanan said the 6th hour it's also teat. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, the person makes a mistake for 2 hours. That's why he said at the beginning of the 5th hour, you have to stop. But it's not Shver Eidos. Eidos, whoever goes to say Eidos, looks into it very carefully, doesn't make such mistakes. So according to Rabbi Meir, he doesn't make a mistake at all. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he only makes a mistake in half an hour. Now the Kasha, same Kasha's on Rava. The Rav will leave with Rav Meir. According to Rav, that learned Shan Rav Meir, the other modem toyish they shoyis chosem ashu. Rav learned that even for Eidos, people make mistakes for 2 hours. There was one Eid said it happened the 2nd hour of the day, and the second one said it happened the 3rd hour of the day. So Rav learned the pshat was, the one that said the 2nd hour meant the beginning of the second, and the one that meant the third meant the end of the third. 2 hours difference. Still people make mistakes. Or the zoi, mitchilas hei lenechel. By Erev Pesach then, it should be Yosatit Chometz, even the beginning of the 5th hour. How come Reb Meir holds only the 6th hour is Osir? Why isn't the 5th hour Osir? And the Gemara like this, between the 5th and the 7th, nobody makes mistakes. Because, hey, Chama B'Mizrach, the 5th hour of the day, the sun is still on the east side. The Zion, the 7th hour, that's after Chatzos, Chama B'Marav, the sun is on the west side already. So Mela, people don't make mistakes between the fifth and the seventh hour. So therefore, you're allowed to eat chametz the fifth hour. Nobody would say, even though it's the after chatzos already, it's only the fifth hour of the day. Because everybody knows, the fifth hour, the sun should have been b'mizrach. How come the sun is the ma'ariv? That's a raya, it's the after chatzos. For the Gemara, if that's true, yachi b'shish nami nechum. Or was like even the sixth hour of the day, you should also be able to eat. Because the sixth hour of the day, the sun is right on top of you. But it's not on ma'ariv side yet. So since the sun is not on ma'ariv side yet, people will know it's not chatzos. Once it gets chatzos, nobody's going to say now it's the sixth hour. Because when it comes chatzos, the sun is now on the ma'ariv side. And everybody knows that before chatzos is not there. So why do you have to be choshesh the sixth hour people make mistakes? Shish, the sixth hour of the day, it's like the sun is straight above you. Yoima bekarna sakoi, the day is like in the corners. In other words, the sixth hour you can't tell. The sun is straight above you. You can't tell yet if it's on the Mizrach side or it's on the Ma'ariv side. So even though really it's Chatzos right now, you could still make a mistake and think, no, it's only the sixth hour. Therefore, the sixth hour of the day, Reb Meir says, you're not allowed to eat chametz. Because people can make a mistake, they'll think it's the sixth hour of the day, and really it's after Chatzos already. I, the sun, should have been by Ma'ariv, but the sixth hour, the sun is straight up, you can make a mistake whether it's called in Ma'ariv or not. Mashenka, in the fifth hour of the day, you don't make mistakes. Because the fifth hour of the day, the sun is still all the way on Mizrach side. And by Chatzos, the sun is all the way by Ma'ariv side. That much you don't make mistakes. But the sixth hour, you can still make a mistake. That's why Reb Meir says in the Mishnah, we're only choshesh 1 hour, just the sixth hour, you're not allowed to eat chametz. Not more. Now the Gemara writes, V'rova alib Reb Yehuda, what does Rava do according to Reb Yehuda? D'yom ha'odam toya gimu shoyis chosem ashu. He says that a person makes a mistake for 3 hours. He says if one said 3 and one said 5, really it happened either at the beginning of the third or the end of the fifth. And one made a mistake 3 hours. So b'zoi, metchilas dalad lenechel. Or b'zoi an erev Pesach, it should be also teach chametz, even the fourth hour. Hey, the fourth, fifth, and sixth hour of the day, the Rabbanan should have made gzeira, not teach chametz, because people make mistakes for 3 hours. And the Gemara, that's not shver. Hey, I'll tell you, chamev mizrach. The fifth hour of the day, the sun is still on Mizrach side. V'sheva chamav amarif. Mashenka, in the seventh hour of the day, there the sun is on the west side. So, meila v'chol shechein dalet. And avada and avada, the fourth hour of the day, it doesn't pass to make any chshash. Nobody would think, the fourth hour of the day, that nobody would think, really it's after chatzos. And they'll think it's the fourth hour of the day. That you can't make such a mistake. Because the fourth hour of the day, the sun is all the way v'mizrach. And after chatzos, the sun is all the way v'marif. So you can't make such a mistake. For the Gemara Yehochi, if that's the pshat, that we're not afraid you'll make such mistakes, Tehei Nami Nechel, of the Shver of Yehuda. What does Yehuda say in our Mishnah? The fifth hour of the day, it's also Tit Chometz. Why? The fifth hour, the sun is in Mizrach. On the seventh hour, the sun is B'mariv. People don't make mistakes. And of the Gemara, Tirgama Abaya Libid Rava, Abaya Gizat Teres, according to Rava, Eidos Mesurul is reason. I'll tell you, by Eidos, it's given over to his reason. Mashenkin chametz lachol moser. Chametz is giving over to anybody. So even though by Eidus that a Rabbi Yehuda was rather said, even Rabbi Yehuda is maskim. If one says the fifth hour and one says the seventh hour of the day, they're shakron and they're lying, and the Eidus are no good. That's only because by Eidus you look in carefully to know what hour it is. So to make a mistake between the fifth and the seventh, nobody makes mistakes. Mashenkin by bedikas chametz, everybody has to make a bedikum. So there, people could make the mistake. He'll think. Now, even though it's after Chatzos already, and even though the sun is already on Ma'ariv side, still he'll think it's the fifth hour of the day. Even though the sun should be the other place, normal people can make this mistake. So therefore he makes the Gzeira 2 hours, even the fifth hour is also awesome. Why doesn't it make the Gzeira 3 hours already, the fourth hour also? So that's why she says so much nobody makes a mistake. Hey, it's the fourth hour of the day, the sun is mamish all the way still in Mizrach. So you can't make such a mistake to say that really now the sun is in Ma'ariv, it's after Chatzos, and you can make a mistake to think it's the fourth hour, that nobody would do. Mashenka, in the fifth hour, since the sun is already closer to Ma'ariv side, there normal people could make mistakes. That's why in the Mishnah of Yehuda says, the fifth hour of the day you have to stop eating the chametz. That was Abaye incident. So the Marv, Rav Amalu, but Rav has said the teretz by himself. Rav gives his own teretz. Rav Amalu, Hainu time of the Rabbi Yehuda. I'll tell you a noob shot in the Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah why he says you have to stop eating the chametz 2 hours before. Lav Hanan Taimei, your reason is not the reason of Rabbi Yehuda. El Rabbi Yehuda Taimei. Rabbi Yehuda goes according to his Shita. The Yomar Rabbi Yehuda Shita is Ein Bir Chomet El Esreifa. The klal is that when it comes to Zman HaBir to get rid of the Chomets, how you Mekayim Tashbisu? Only by Esreifa. You have to Bedatka go and burn the Chomets. So Mela, by the beginning of the seventh hour of the day, that's by Chatzos, you have to be with your wood and burning the Chomets. Now, V'yogu Lei Rabbonin Shua Achas, the Rabbonin gave you 1 hour before that, Lokot Poetzen, to go ahead and collect the wood to, in order to have wood ready to make the fire. That's why the Rabbonin said you have to have an extra hour here. They want you 1 hour before that to be Isaac in collecting wood. So, the Zman HaBir mid Rabbonin, when are you supposed to burn it? At the beginning of the sixth hour. That's when you're supposed to burn it. So since you're supposed to burn at the beginning of the fifth hour, beginning of the sixth hour, the Rabbanim wanted that the fifth hour, there should be a heker. You should know it's coming close soon to the time I have to burn my chametz. So the fifth hour, they tell you, stop eating chametz. If you know now you can't eat the chametz, you know that the next hour, you're going to have your wood ready to make the beer to burn with. So you'll spend the whole fifth hour around to look for wood to burn the chametz. That's the reason why you have to stop. Not because people make mistakes. People don't make mistakes between the fifth and seventh hour. Now, the reason why you have to stop the fifth hour is that people should have time to go collect wood in order to be able to make a fire to burn the chametz. That's the time of Rabbi Yehuda. The more Eisvei Ravin LaRova. So Ravin has to kasha to Rova. Omri Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda himself says like this. Ei Mosai. When do I say that ain't bir chametz el esreifa, you have to burn the chametz? Tavke shloi b'shas b'yurin. That means the way Rashi learns before Chatzos Hayom. Before Chatzos at Erev Pesach, that's when the mitzvah is to burn the chametz. And the reason why we burn our chametz, Erev Pesach, before the seventh hour, that's according to Rashi Shita. That he learns from this Mishnah, that Shalai Bishas B'yura means, before Chatzos at Erev Pesach, that's when there's a mitzvah to burn the chametz. Avo Bishas B'yura, Rashi learns, but when it comes after the seventh hour, when it becomes Chatzos, that's the Zman when the chametz should be destroyed, or even after that, Hashpasasa B'chol Dovrum. There's no Indian then to burn a badafka with fire, with sreifa, and any way you get rid of it, throw it into the ruach, throw it into the yam, yosem akai mitzvah tashbisu. As according to Rabbi Yehuda, the only time you have to burn the chametz is before chatzos on Erev Pesach. But once it comes chatzos, there's no more Indian to burn it, then hashpasasa b'chol davrum. You could throw it any way you want. So Rashi learns the kasher is then, why did the Rabbanan say that when it comes the fifth hour, we're telling you stop eating, don't eat chametz. Why? Because we want you this hour to go around collect the wood in order to burn the fire, to make a fire to burn the chametz. Now what are we afraid of? That maybe when it comes the sixth hour, you're not going to have wood to burn the chametz, you won't be able to make the mitzvah tashmisum. But the kasher is, so what? If the person doesn't have wood, let him wait until chatzos. As soon as it comes after Chatzos, there's no more inyan to burn the chametz anymore. Then you just throw it to the ruach. You just throw it to the yam. And since Rabbi Yehuda himself says that after Chatzos, you don't have to burn it anymore. Just get rid of it any way you want. If the person has wood, very nice. Burn it beforehand. If you don't have wood, so he won't burn it. He'll wait till after Chatzos and he'll get rid of it later. This is Rashi Shita. The famous Tais argues in Rashi and says, no. Taisa says, the whole reason why Rabbi Yehuda says you have to burn the chametz is learned out from Noiser. We learn out from Noiser. Now Noiser, the pshat by Kutchim, you're allowed to eat it for a day. After the day, you're not allowed to eat it anymore, then you have to burn it. So when do you have to burn it? After the Zman Isurei. So Taisa learns in Rabbi Yehuda just the opposite. The Zman Biurei, Taisa learns, is everybody's busy getting rid of the chametz before Chatzos. That's when Hashpasasi B'chol Dovrum. But the Zman Biurei means after Chatzos, that's when you have to do Sreifa. Because according to Tosfos Shita, we Lamaisa are not Mekayim Tosfos Shita. According to Tosfos, there's no chiyuv to burn it in fire before Chatzos. Before Chatzos, if you want to, just throw it the ruach. That's the way you get rid of the chametz. The only time there's a mitzvah tashbisa of burning the chametz, that's only after Chatzos. That's the way Tosfos learns Pshat in the Gemara. But Rashi learns just the opposite. Rashi learns that the Gemara means to say that before Chatzos, that's the only time you have to burn it. But after Chatzos, you don't have to burn it, so wait till after Chatzos, and you won't burn it. We don't have wood, so what? You wait till after Chatzos, and you get rid of it any way you want. So that can't be a reason why the Rabbanan said the fifth hour you can't eat the chametz. So Elo Amarova, is that Gemara? So Rava answers himself, Elo Amarova, Gezeira Mishum Yoyim HaMoinin. There's a new Gezeira, that maybe Erev Pesach will be a cloudy day. On the cloudy day, people won't be able to tell the difference between the fifth hour and the seventh hour. So that's why 2 hours before, you're not allowed to eat the chametz. Kreti Gemara. If you're afraid of a cloudy day, Hiyochi afilu bi'abe shoyis namila nechel. Abzayit shver. Rava learns that according to Rabbi Yehuda, how long could a person make a mistake? For 3 hours. So if you're telling me now you're afraid Erev Pesach will be cloudy, so people won't be able to tell by the sun what hour of the day it is, they won't know that the sun should be a Mizrach or Marav. So Abzayit 3 hours before it should be Yosef Tichomitz. Because people could make mistakes in 3 hours. Why only the fifth hour? Even the fourth hour should be Yosef. Amaria Papa, the Teretz is, Dalit Zman Sudra Koli. The fourth hour of the day, that's the time everybody eats breakfast. And Baruch Hashem, you have a stomach, you have an appetite, that reminds you it's the fourth hour of the day, it's time to eat. So nobody makes a mistake. Everybody knows when the fourth hour of the day is. That's the time to eat breakfast. So now the fourth hour, everybody knows it's the fourth hour. So you're not going to make mistakes then. Therefore, the fourth hour, you still allowed to eat chametz. Now later, when it comes to the fifth hour, then people can make mistakes. People might have had such a good breakfast that even the seventh hour of the day, they're still full for breakfast. So as far as they're concerned, it's still only the fifth hour now. So they would think I'm allowed to eat chametz, and really it's after chatzos. So that's why the Rabbanan had to make gzeiros 2 hours before not to eat chametz. But more than 2 hours, nobody makes mistakes. Because at the fourth hour of the day, that's the time to eat breakfast, so we're not afraid you'll make a mistake the fourth hour. That's why Rabbi Yehuda says, Lamaskarna, the reason Rabbi Yehuda is, we're afraid maybe Erev Pesach will be cloudy, he won't be able to tell by the sun, so by the fifth hour of the day, you can make mistakes. That you, even though really it's after Chatzos, you'll still think it's the fifth hour. Therefore, the Rabbanan said 2 hours before Chatzos, the fifth hour and sixth hour, you're not allowed to eat the chametz. Tana Rabbanan, Shari Shoyna Maichel Ludim. The first hour of the day, that's the time Ludim eat. They're also type of Ganovim, Rashi says. Shania, the second hour of the day, is Maichel Listim. Those are people that steal. So Rashi says, Listim, the chilik is, they're up a whole night stealing. The Yeshanim Shach Rishari Shoyna. The first hour of the day, they go to sleep. The second hour of the day, they're up ready to eat. That's listen. That's when they eat their breakfast. Shlishis Michael Yorshim. The third hour of the day, Yorshim eat. Yorshim means you got a big Yerusha from your father, so you don't have to work, you have no business to go to. Yisomela, you go to eat, the first thing you do when you get up in the morning, also eat breakfast. Just you sleep till the third hour of the day, so when you wake up, eat breakfast. Reviyas Michael Perlim. People that go to work, they have to first work a little bit, and it comes the fourth hour of the day, that's when they have the breakfast time. Chamishis Michael Tamil Chomin. Tamil Chomin had to sit down to learn right away. So the first five hours a day they're learning. When it comes to the fifth hour, that's when they eat their breakfast. Shishis Michael Kolodim. The sixth hour of the day, that's when everybody eats the breakfast. Fred Gemara, that's true. For Amar Rapapa, Revias Man Sudla Kerli. He just said not like that. Rapapa says that the fourth hour of the day, everybody eats breakfast. Ella Eipach, change it around like this. Revias Michael Kolodim. The fourth hour of the day, that's normal time to eat breakfast. That's when everybody eats breakfast, the fourth hour of the day. Chamishis Michael Perlim. People that have to work, first they work a few hours, and then the fifth hour, that's when they eat. Shishis, the sixth hour of the day, Michael Tamil Chachomim. That's when the Talmud Chochem takes his time off to eat breakfast. Mikan V'yelech. If somebody doesn't eat up until the sixth hour of the day, or after the sixth hour, it's not healthy. Then it's Kizurik Evon Lachamis. It's like throwing a stone into an empty barrel that's no good. It makes a lot of noise. Like if you don't eat up until chatzos, it's not healthy that way. But then by the time you put this food into your stomach, it's not healthy. For Afab Omer Abayi, like this. That's what we say you shouldn't eat your breakfast after the sixth hour. That's only if you didn't take anything beforehand. If you took a little snack, you had a coffee in the morning, then less lambor. Then as long as you go, that you're not hungry, you could do things, then it's not harmful for you. It's only if you eat nothing that it's harmful for you. But if you eat something, it's not harmful. Omer Avashi, kemachlekes b'yedus, kach machlekes b'chomitz. Rav Ashi said this, you know, the same machlokes we have between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda by Hilchos Eidus, how many hours people make mistakes, is the same machlokes of Hilchos Chometz, now Mishnah, between the fifth hour and the sixth hour. For the Gemara Pshita, Hainu Hach, Avad, it's the same thing, like we just had the old Blat Gemara here, that be Mazba, the two machlokes and Atoli Zebezer. Like, what are you telling me? Pshita, Atoli Zebezer. Hainu Hach, the Amorin. And the Gemara Hakam Ashmelon, Shinuyu, the Shinino, and Shinuyuhu. That the Terutzim we just got finished saying, even though they may look a little bit doubtful if they're really good Terutzim or not, no, they're good Terutzim. For light time, don't give another Terutz. You know what another Terutz you could say? Another Terutz you could say, the Chorus is Tira. And now Mishnah Reb Meir says, you only make a mistake 1 hour. Reb Yudis says, you only make a mistake 2 hours. And by Hilchos Eidus, there we say, Reb Meir says, you make a mistake 2 hours. And Reb Yudis says, you make a mistake 3 hours. So really, I see a theory of the two Mishnahs, not another terrace would be. Tanoihi. I could tell you some machlokes tanoim. the Tanna learned this Mishnah, made a mistake, like didn't know the other Mishnah. It's a Machlokes Tanoim. Maybe that would be a Teretz. So Kamashna, no, I'm telling you, you don't have to say it's a Machlokes Tanoim. Both Tanoim, these two Mishnahs, know of one another, and they're both Emes, and there's no Stira. For the truth, we just got finished saying, Edis is like this, and Chometz is like this, therefore there's no Stira. Omer of Simi Barashi, Loishonu Ela Bishois. There's only, we learned this about the hours. Avol Echo Doime Akoidim Anetzachamon. When do we say by Edis you can make mistakes between 2 or 3 hours? That's only in the middle of the day. But let's say 1 8 says, I saw the murder take place, Koidim Anetzachamon. The Echo Doimer Achor Anetzachamon. And the other 8 said, no, the murder took place right after Anetzachamon. Then we say, Edusim Patelo. Then they're lying. Because nobody makes a mistake between before Chatzos, was still a little bit dark outside, and before Hanetz, that's before the sun rise, it's still dark, and after sunrise, that's mamash when the sun starts to come up already, it gets much lighter. So that nobody makes a mistake. So if one said this, one said that, the pshat is one of them is lying, and he doesn't really know when it took place, so therefore the edits are no good. But the more pshita, avad it's no good. Like you can't make mistakes between before sunrise and after sunrise. Eli meant to say like this. One eight says the murder took place before sunrise. And the second eight is, he doesn't say it happened after sunrise. He says it took place during the sunrise. Mashma, sunrise takes a few minutes. Like some shita says it takes 3 minutes for sunrise. And again, if somebody wants daven in the morning to the sikin, he wants to punk daven Shmon Esrei exactly when sunrise is, there's a 3 minute span when he can still chop around to daven to the sikin. But smash when there is some time, it doesn't take a second sunrise. He says he saw the murder take place in the middle of the sun rising. In the middle of sunrise. Still we say, Edusim Batela, they're lying these two, and one is a liar. Of course, that before sunrise there's no light yet, you didn't see the sun. During sunrise you see the sun. So again you can't make a mistake. For sure one is lying. Must says no, Mother Tame I would think. Tavayo Chodemilsakarmi. No, maybe they're not lying. Both of them really saw at the exact same time. So one that says Koidim Anait is good. And really the sunrise didn't take place yet. No, Bahod the Kom of the one that says it took place in the middle of sunrise.